Okay, here we are. We're in the pathway of, well, I'll say it in Hebrew first. Derech Eretz Kadmah LaTorah, meaning the path of good midot, of good behavior, good attributes, like being respectful to humanity, all that stuff precedes the Torah. It's a prerequisite for the Torah. Before you think you can get Torah, you gotta just be a good person. Let's see. Number one. Kol Yehudi tzarich liskois l'seichel elyon. Every Jew should and must be worthy to receive this upper divine level intellect, like the holier level way of thinking, a higher intellect. Das Kedusha, holy wisdom and knowledge, we should be worthy for. Shehu seichel gadol rachu va'atzum. It's a type of wisdom and intellect that's huge and expansive and greatly massive. You don't understand how tremendous this wisdom is. Your brain can know and understand the whole Torah, the whole Holy Torah, and all the holy books that were written. You can understand and know it all. And all the while, a person is like bashful before God, like, you don't walk around just being like a sloppy pig. You're just like respectful and you know God's always watching you. Like, you just got that. Based on how bashful and like careful you walk in front of God, that's how much you will go and grow in intellect and your knowledge beyond measure and limit. They're directly connected. I didn't know that. Let's go. Ad shezeichel v'seichel u'moyach gadol shiachol adasas ha-Torah kulo. Keep doing that until you will be worthy for an intellect and a brain that's huge, and it will be able to understand and know the whole entire Torah. You got this. Number two, we got this. When a human is learning Torah, when a person's learning Torah, he is like, he or she has fear and embarrassment, and like you're humbled by the greatness of the holiness of these tzaddikim, of these righteous people. And when their names get, like when we mention their names and when we learn their Torahs, like, you're learning about the Baal Shem Tov, you're learning about the Baal HaTanya, you're learning about the Vilna Gaon, learning about Rav Shri Ragon, Rav Hai Gaon, you're seeing these tzaddikim, boom! You get like humbled by the greatness of their expanded knowledge and wisdom. Just like a student who sits before his rabbi, and out of the rabbi's lips are dripping delicious myrrh, like this fragrant incense is coming out of the rabbi's mouth, and you're like, oh, this is great stuff. That's what's going on. And then this person who's tripping out to his rabbi's words and humbled by the rabbis and is in a state of modesty and bashfulness, you will grow your intellect and you will increase your knowledge. You'll be worthy to acquire the Holy Torah. Number three. Preparation for the Torah, to receive and acquire the Torah, it comes from holiness, humility, and like knowing your place, being like a low-down person, not like I'm the man or I'm the woman or I got this or it's all me. It's like, no, that's not how you're gonna get the Torah. Hashem, so much so that a person could be embarrassed so much to lift his head up before God. And you will learn how to stand in Derech Eretz, like a mensch, proper midot, proper attributes before the one who created everything from nothing. You will be proper before this creator. Ulashem kach nivra busha. And this is why embarrassment and bashfulness was created in the first place. Loshi's bayish his kariv Hashem lios bekedusha velios bekedusha. It's not that you should be embarrassed to come before God. Rather, you should come before God in holiness. Come before God, but do it embarrassed. But come, don't be too embarrassed. You're not going to go before God. God forbid. Number four. Hakim shel ha'seichel ba'adam hu rak mikoyach derech eretz. The acquirement of intellect in a human is only through this thing called derech eretz, proper attributes, being a good person, behaving properly. K'she'ein derech eretz kol haschalim sh'adam masig ein bahem shum das. Because without derech eretz, without these proper attributes, all your intellect that you will have and anything you try to comprehend will have no real knowledge, like no real wisdom to what you're thinking. Ve'im holchin v'cholfin. You're going to think thoughts and ruminate and keep thinking, and you're going to think, and you're not going to come to any real conclusions. Havel havalim shein bo mamash. Nonsensory thoughts that have no real reality are going to be in your mind. You're not going to think good thoughts. Why? Because you don't behave right. It's connected. And in order to be worthy for this higher level intellect, seichel de kedusha amiti, a real, holy, truthful intellect, tzarech liknus derech eretz b'shleimus, you must acquire derech eretz in totality. You must be a full mensch. Sheze kinyone hamidos hatovos mibli shiyeh ba'adam shum roech lila. And this is acquiring your attributes, your good attributes. You're kind, you're nice, you're thoughtful, you're compassionate, you're gentle, all the good attributes. Without any, God forbid, any evil or any badness. It's all good. You're an all good person. You're filled with compassion and mercy. That's who you are. You're filled with just compassion and mercy. There's no badness in you. And then your soul, from your soul, will ascend a great pleasure, a great tremendous pleasure, a calming spirit to God. You get to chill God out. God gets high on you being a mensch. Yeah. And you'll be worthy to get from God holy knowledge and intellect and wisdom. Number five and the last one. Bichde lizkois lemalas ha-toira va-seichel de-kedusha tzarech le-inyon shimush ha-chamim shulek voyin avsho v'dato par ba-amo shel ha-tzadikim ha-kedoshim. In order that we should acquire this level of Torah and intellect of holiness, this higher level, we have to be part of this reality of serving sages. Find a sage and serve a sage. Serve a rabbi. Find one. Shulik boyin nafsho vedato. Okay, I read that already. And you must solidify your soul and your knowledge and your reality, the way you think, within the four amot, like the four feet, like surrounding the tzaddik and his periphery. You got to be in the tzaddik, in the tzaddik's circle, to get this knowledge. Afilu she'enu shoheh b'mechitzasa b'foyel. Even if you're not literally in their space, in their place. Like, even if you're like, okay, Rabbi Nachman says you could attach yourself to a tzaddik just by learning their books. Like, yeah, you could be in their space even if you're not in their 4 feet. Literally, if you're in their books, you're in their 4 feet. That's because in the 4 amot measurement of space, the 4 amot surrounding this tzaddik, the divine Shechina, the divine presence, dwells and rests during the time of the exile, just like it would rested in the Beit HaMikdash, literally. In the Holy Temple of King Solomon, the divine presence rested. On the Tzaddikim, the divine presence rests. Let's go, we got the Yanuka. U'bechol rego ile misham nachas ruach kikatoris la'Hashem. V'chol ha'kabanos le'reich nicho'ach. And in every second from the Tzaddik rises a pleasing, calming spirit to God, just like the incense that was burned to God in the temple, and just like the sacrifices that gave a great smell to God. The tzaddik is an incense-burning temple sacrifice situation that causes God to chill. Whoa, we could tap into that. Shirak b'zeh miskayim ha'oilam b'chol rega v'rega. And only through these tzaddikim, for the Shekhinah to have a place to chill, the world exists. Without a place of the Shekhinah to chill, game over. The Shekhinah is out of here. No world. Let's be worthy. The Shekhinah should chill with us. Love you all. Stay strong. Have a good day. Over and out.